now.
Korea saber rattling, Afghanistan death toll, Arizona mall shooting. I'm Barton Eckert. All eyes are on North Korea following a massive military parade honoring its founder. Will Ripley is in Pyongyang.
What their ultimate goal is to have an ICBM with a nuclear warhead capable of reaching the mainland U.S.
An Afghan official says the number of militants killed in the attack by the largest non-nuclear weapon ever used in combat by the United States military has risen to 94. Here's Barbara Starr.
The bomb had been in Afghanistan since early January.
Two men were killed Friday night in a shooting at an Arizona restaurant inside a mall in Tucson. An altercation at the Firebirds restaurant in North Tucson led to the shooting. Major League Baseball will honor the man who broke the game's color barrier on this Jackie Robinson Day, today, April the 15th. I'm Barton Eckert. In an interview with the French news service AFP, Syrian President Assad is denying any involvement in a chemical weapons strike that killed dozens of Syrian civilians and prompted the U.S. to fire missiles at a Syrian airfield.
100% for us, it's fabrication. We don't have arsenal. We're not going to use it. And you have many indications if you don't have proof, because no one has concrete information or evidences.
An Arkansas judge has blocked the state from using a lethal injection drug in its upcoming executions after a company said the drug was not sold to be used for capital punishment. The manhunt for a man accused of robbing a Wisconsin gun shop and mailing a manifesto to President Trump is over. The announcement was made on Friday morning. And more Americans are feeling positive about their taxes this year, according to a new Gallup poll. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning, I'm James Stanley. Police in Fairfax County have charged a man with hitting and killing a 75-year-old woman.
The incident happened near the intersection of Lee Jackson Memorial Highway and Rugby Road. Police spokeswoman Tawny Wright tells us the driver, 31-year-old Kenan M. Oskin, hit Maria Asensio, did a U-turn, and then hit her again, killing her. Right now, Wright says a motive isn't known.
We're looking into all the details, you know, about whether he was on drugs or alcohol. You know, that's all part of the investigation. Now, we do know that the suspect and the victim did not know each other. She was just out walking when he came through the intersection and struck.
Oskin was found after a woman who saw him acting strangely in a parking lot of a business took a photo of him. Police say he robbed her and ran into the building. When officers arrived, they noticed the front end damage to his car. I'm Lee Graham on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Another Washington leak, this time confirming two Secret Service officers who were on duty the night that a man jumped the White House fence back on March 10th while President Donald Trump was inside, have been told the agency intends to fire them. They may not have been injured, but the two dozen people that were stuck in midair on a roller coaster at Six Flags for hours on Thursday were certainly probably a little scared. And one local attorney is saying they should all consult attorneys.
It's not that people are going to get very, very rich, but in fact, they're entitled to something.
Attorney Barry Helfand says when he represented people who sued Six Flags after being stuck on the Joker's Jinx in 2014, the judge
ruled that this fright was a very real and a very serious thing.
And since the roller coaster got stuck in midair in the past,
I'm not sure if the cases are not even bigger this time than last time.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads on this early Saturday morning. We do have an issue on the Beltway. It's on the Interloop right after St. Barnabas Road. Got a two-car crash there. In Maryland, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound, right around NASA Goddard Space Center. We've got a right lane and the ramp blocked there. That's a two-car crash. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Mostly cloudy this afternoon. We'll get up to about 77 degrees. Slight chance of showers, even some storms, primarily before 8 o'clock. Rain chances continue into Monday and then move out until at least midweek. Right now, it's overcast and 56 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know. Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30 and again at 6:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9.
Trading Up at 10, Financial Safari at 11, Dr. Tom Rosell Live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, The Retirement Key at 3, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle, they'll tell you, you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you with us. A very happy Easter and Passover holiday weekend to you. Normally, a holiday weekend with the Congress on recess would be somewhat quiet in the Washington area, but Washington and the world, anything but quiet this morning. As we have all been watching North Korea, they have been parading missiles in their annual military parade. And in that parade this morning, Pyongyang showed off two new intercontinental ballistic missile-sized canisters, as well as displaying its submarine-launched ballistic missile and a land-based version of the same, these all being shown by the first time. Somewhat surprising a number of people. Now, if North Korea has ICBMs, it could give the ability to strike targets in the mainland, U.S. and Europe. This is a CNN report that's coming out of North Korea this morning. The shorter-range ballistic missiles displayed today are a threat to the countries in the Asian region. Now, the United States Navy has dispatched the aircraft carrier, the U.S. Carl Vinson.
The strike group is headed to the region, and U.S. President Trump has been tweeting this week that if China can't rein in North Korea's nuclear program, the U.S. will. The president also had these words to say, as you recall, on Thursday.
North Korea is a problem. The problem will be taken care of. I will say this. I think China has really been working very hard. I have really gotten to like and respect, as you know, President Xi. He's a terrific person. Spent a lot of time together in Florida, and he's a very special man. So we'll see how it goes. I think he's going to try very hard.
We'll get an analysis this morning from Gordon Chang, who you've probably seen a lot on network television, and we expect we'll be checking in with Gordon at about 7:20, but he does have some network TV obligations this morning, so we may have to move him around in the schedule today, but we will be talking with him and get his perspectives. Of course, he has followed that region very carefully and is an expert in relations with North Korea and with China, and we can ask him about the role that China can play in this, and also the role that the United States plays moving forward in attempting to keep Kim Jong-un and the North Koreans under control. Of course, there are many, many other things going on in the world this morning that we'll also be talking with our experts about. An Afghan official now says the number of militants killed in the attack by the Moab is now at 94. Spokesman for the provincial governor said that the number of Islamic State group dead was up from the 36 that was reported a day earlier. Ministry of Defense officials had said Friday the number of dead could rise as the official assessment continues at the bomb site by the local officials. Of course, that was the U.S. attack on a tunnel complex in the remote eastern Nangarhar province, which is near the Pakistan border, killed at least four IS group leaders, according to officials. They say a clearance operation is continuing. There had been heavy fighting in that area in recent weeks between the Afghan forces and ISIS militants. So that's the very latest from Afghanistan. Something you may have heard about in New York, especially if you're traveling this weekend. The NYPD says that 16 people have been treated for non-life-threatening injuries following a stampede at New York's Penn Station when Amtrak police used a stun gun to subdue a disruptive man. The stampede happened last night after a New Jersey transit train with about 1,200 passengers on board arrived at the station after being stuck in a Hudson River tunnel for nearly 3 hours. Authorities said the train became disabled Friday afternoon when Amtrak was experiencing overhead power problems. The overcrowded train station erupted in panic when Amtrak police used a taser to subdue the man. Amtrak says he wasn't a passenger from the disabled train. I guess the attention will now be on Amtrak as opposed to United Airlines. And it's a holiday weekend, Easter Passover weekend. And that's just scratching the surface of things that we'll be talking about this morning. And as we mentioned, Gordon Chang will join us, Tony Schaefer. Mercedes Schlapp has the weekend off, but we will be talking with Cheryl Atkison, of course, and John Gizzi from Newsmax.com will join us, and we will be speaking as well this morning with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. And we'll have a guest in, too. We'll be chatting with Alex Quaid, who is a war reporter. There's a documentary about her that debuts this week, and she's got some very interesting perspectives on how we tackle the enemy. She has been embedded with troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, and will give us some very interesting perspectives on what the challenges are facing al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and ISIS. So we feel we have a very interesting program lined up for you this morning. Hope you'll stay with us throughout the morning. And we're at 6:15, and it's time for a check of the traffic and weather.
That earlier crash on the Beltway interloop just past St. Barnabas Road was cleared about as quick as it happened. Within about 15 minutes, it was gone, so no more delays through that stretch. In Maryland, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just past NASA Goddard Space Center on the southbound side, you've got a right lane and the ramp taken out there. Maryland, Highway 175 eastbound, right around 95. All of those lanes are blocked through that stretch. That's a three-car crash. And except for a little overnight road work that's continuing this morning, everything looks good through the district. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for this Saturday morning of a holiday weekend, it's cloudy outside at 55 degrees right now. We're heading up to 76 this afternoon. Now, we've got cloudy skies and possibly a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible today. Overnight, we'll be down to 61. And then tomorrow, beautiful day. Sunshine, high of 85 on Sunday. We could catch some showers Sunday night. And then Monday, it looks like more sunshine with a high of 72. 55 outside right now, heading up to 76 this afternoon. And it's 6:16 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You know, in talking to some of the people that we talked to, I guess I could say sources, so I kind of sounded like everybody else. My sources tell me. But people I talk to that are in the media and in different positions around town, everybody's head is just spinning with the volume of news, the pace at which it develops, and the pace at which it goes away. I mean, stories that you would think would have some shelf life, they're gone in 24 hours. I mean, if you look back at this week alone, you had Rex Tillerson in Russia. We had the dust-up with Russia, intensity with Russia. He goes over, meets with Putin. So that story is there. Then you have Sean Spicer, the unfortunate remarks that he made about Adolf Hitler. That story bubbled for 36 hours, maybe 48 hours. United Airlines, their public relations nightmare continuing through the week and may continue on as the doctor is potentially going to file a lawsuit. That's what it appears. That's what everybody's saying. Then we had the release of the mother of all bombs, the right weapon at the right target. And now we have a situation with South Korea, and Congress has not even been in session this week. Now, interesting note that Judicial Watch is looking rather carefully at Adam Schiff, and the question is, what did Mr. Schiff release that maybe he shouldn't have when it came to confidential information? And there are calls now for Adam Schiff to recuse himself. I made that call last week, but there are other people calling for it as well. Devin Nunes has stepped down, so the other person that has been involved in possible politicization of the whole intelligence situation and the Russia investigation, the other person that's made a political mess out of it is Adam Schiff. So he should recuse himself as well. The vice president traveling. He's off on a 10-day trip, and we're going to talk with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times and get a preview of that trip. The president, as you know, has been somewhat vague about the options that he may employ to deal with North Korea, and it may be up to Vice President Pence to fill in the details because he will be in South Korea, arrives there tomorrow, and that's part of an Asia-Pacific trip, and Trump has responded, as you know, to the recent concern over North Korea with rather swagger. This is an AP story, but it does list swagger in the story, suggesting a new tougher stance. And, of course, we mentioned that the Carl Vinson, the aircraft carrier, has been dispatched to the waters off the Korean Peninsula in a show of force. There's been a lot of talk from North Korea that they will conduct a nuclear test this weekend. We don't have any reports or indications of that yet, but it is still the weekend celebration, the anniversary of their original president in North Korea. So An interesting weekend indeed shaping up here, and we will keep you covered not only on the Saturday morning update, but, of course, throughout the day and throughout the weekend with developments as they arise on North Korea and the other trouble spots around the globe. We're at 6:20 now. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Good morning, honey.
Oh, no. It's a super morning.
Jerry is excited for April 22nd Super Saturday at Advance Auto Parts. For one day only, Speed Perks members, like Jerry, get double rewards on purchases.
It's like it's my birthday.
Double rewards, April 22nd, but only for Speed Perks members. Text SUPER to 78260 for $5 off your next $20 purchase and to find your nearest Advance Auto Parts or participating CarQuest store. Message and data rates may apply. Redemption rules apply. In-store only. See store for details.
I'm a procrastinator. I put off everything. Oil changes, haircuts, dentist appointments. But one thing I'm lucky I didn't put off was getting my basement waterproofed by Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing. Without Mid-Atlantic's patented HydroTrack solution, all that water buildup from all those storms we've had would have continued to crack our basement walls, keep on ruining our carpets, and made that musty, moldy smell just get worse and worse. But Mid-Atlantic came in and fixed our problems quickly. They even gave me interest-free financing. So don't put it off. Call 800-MID-ATLANTIC now. That's 800-643-2852. You know, I think I just might call my dentist now, too.
Call for a free inspection today and get $500 off any new job. Plus, no payments and no interest for 24 months on approved credit. Some restrictions apply.
Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing for the driest basement in town.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gaffel here, serial entrepreneur. Why do companies say dumb things like, call for a free quote? Hello? Don't they know what year this is? Don't they know we're going to use our smartphones and we expect to see their pricing on their website without calling them for a quote or providing our email address? I mean, seriously, we all know that call for a free quote simply means their prices are high. That's why we proudly display our prices for payroll on PatriotSoftware.com. For example, basic payroll for one employee is $10 per month. Five employees is less than $20. With PatriotSoftware.com, you can see our exact payroll pricing for any size company up to 100 employees. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and use promo code RADIO to get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hi, I'm Cody Gleason, one of the directors at Life Credit Company. When I worked in the life insurance industry, I saw so many people who were diagnosed with cancer and needed money desperately to pay for their mounting expenses. In fact, a recent study found that more than 50% of Americans go bankrupt due to serious illnesses like cancer. That's why we created the Living Benefit Loan Program. It lets you cash out up to 50% of your life insurance benefit immediately, tax-free, while still preserving coverage for your family. There's no premium payments, credit checks, or money out of pocket required. Life Credit Company counselors will help you one-on-one throughout the entire process, and your money comes in as little as 30 days. It only takes 2 minutes to see if you qualify for this program that has brought thousands of people unbelievable relief.
Call Life Credit Company, 800-936-2100. That's 800-936-2100, 800-936-2100. Or learn more online at lifecreditcompany.com. That's lifecreditcompany.com. Not available in all states.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and if you're serious about selling your home, then you have to call my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team has been named a top team in the D.C. metro area for 4 straight years, according to the Wall Street Journal. Sarah and Debbie and their team sold 254 homes this past year. The average agent sells about 3. What that means to you is that Sarah and Debbie have more resources. Your home is exposed to buyers and will sell faster and for more money due to their exclusive home buyer system. Fact is, Sarah and Debbie have over 5,500 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money on average, and will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds Team at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hey, guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 1-800-489-8194.
We're all getting ready to go out for a roller coaster ride out at Six Flags after the show today, right?
Wow.
Boy, did they get some bad press. The CBS, one of the anchors on CBS, like, don't ride that ride. Not good. Couple of other notes in the news. You may have seen the face of Joseph Jakubowski all week long. He's the guy that was on the run in Wisconsin who had written the letter to President Trump with a manifesto and had stolen weapons in Wisconsin. Well, after chasing down 800 leads, they finally caught the 32-year-old. He was arrested Friday morning on farmlands near Reedstown, Wisconsin, about 125 miles northwest of Janesville. And that's where the manhunt had begun. He broke into the gun store last week, and you remember that he sent that threatening manifesto to the White House. He was disheveled and surrendered without incident, made his first court appearance yesterday afternoon in Madison, Wisconsin. He faces local and federal weapons charges, and he will remain in custody. His next court appearance scheduled for April 25th. Now, every day there's another story where people poke at President Trump and, you know, just start jabbing away. Now, today there will be a tax protest. People want to see his tax returns. We'll talk with Jennifer Harper about that protest, which will be happening downtown. That's one thing. Now, the visitor logs at the White House. Well, the White House is defending its decision to keep secret the lists of people who visit the building. That's a change from President Obama's policy of voluntarily releasing the records. Officials at the Trump White House say that making public who visits could interfere with policy development and even risks national security. Government watchdogs see public disclosures of White House visitors as important for monitoring who may be trying to influence White House policy. The president of Judicial Watch says the decision suggests the White House doesn't want to be accountable to the American people. So there is one criticism of the president for you. Now, everybody's talking about reversals. He's been flip-flopping, as people have said last couple of weeks. Issues such as NATO's relevance, the bombing of Syria, keeping the import-export bank, and calling out China as a currency manipulator. And the Associated Press says President Trump's supporters are wondering if his recent reversals on policy matters are cause for concern. Some supporters of the president say they are willing to accept a degree of adjustment. Others are watching to see if Trump strays even more from the policies on which he campaigned for president. What's interesting is they always make a big deal of what he pivots on. They don't make a big deal of what he promises and keeps. All the promises he's kept that are somewhat quiet, they're always like fifth page in on the newspaper, or maybe, you know, like bottom of the story, or maybe we don't get to it in the 5 minutes of news at the top of the hour. You don't hear about the promises he's kept. You only hear about the pivots. And it's his unpredictability which seems to be keeping some of the world's leaders on edge. And, you know, it's something that's a strategy that he's using. And I think we've seen Russia also pivoting somewhat themselves. And the notion that Vladimir Putin ended up meeting with Rex Tillerson after there was sort of a question mark as to whether he would or not. Well, he did. And we'll see how things play out with North Korea. Certainly a different strategy of the president, some reversals of what he said during the campaign, but unpredictability seems to have been his hallmark and apparently will continue to be his hallmark. 6:29, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL. Good morning. I'm James Stanley. Fairfax County Police say a 75-year-old woman is dead after she was hit not once, but twice, trying to cross near the intersection of Lee Jackson Memorial Highway and Rugby Road. Police spokeswoman Tawny Wright says the driver, 31-year-old Keenan Oscan, hit Maria Asensio, did a U-turn, and then hit her again, killing her. Oscan was found late Friday afternoon thanks to help from the community.
We received numerous phone calls from people, you know, reporting cars with damage in it. We really appreciate that.
Wright says that Oscan was spotted in the parking lot of a business acting oddly. A woman took a picture of him, and then he assaulted and robbed her. When officers got there, they noticed damage to his car. An area family is coping with a tragedy this weekend.
A 2-year-old boy was killed and his 5-year-old brother seriously injured when they were hit by a tree their father was cutting down in their backyard. Diane Richardson is with the Charles County Sheriff's Office.
As required by our agency, we are conducting a death investigation, but at this point it appears to be accidental.
A preventable accident, perhaps, says Yas Rosen, host of WMAL's Garden Sense program.
A lot of times you eyeball and you think the tree is 50 feet tall, I guess, you know, and then you miscalculate.
Best, he says, if you call in a professional to get rid of that tree. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
North Korea has rolled out intercontinental ballistic missiles and other military hardware at a massive weekend parade to celebrate the birthday of the country's late founder. As third-generation leader Kim Jong-un locked on in delight, state television showed what appeared to be several KN-08 missiles rolled out on trucks at Saturday's parade. Analysts say the missiles could one day be capable of hitting targets as far as the continental U.S., although the North has yet to flight test them.
You have a lot of the men in the crowd here who have a military background who have told us repeatedly that if there were to be a war with the United States, they would leave their jobs, put their uniforms back on, and fight.
Now, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. That earlier accident on the Beltway Interloop finally cleared. No more delays. It's totally free-flowing on the Interloop and Outerloop. In Maryland, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound right around NASA Goddard Space Center. We've got a right lane and the ramp taken out there. That's a crash. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Mostly cloudy this morning, 77 degrees for an afternoon high. We have a chance of rain in the forecast, about a 20% chance. Thunderstorms possible this evening. Right now, it's overcast and 56 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English all you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. I'll show you how to eliminate those dread death taxes and avoid the expense and delay of probate. See how our reservoir trust can protect your family's inheritance from lawsuits and the divorce court. Thousands of your neighbors have already attended. So watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
When you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get life. Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. TedBritt.com.
Sticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply to all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
If you've ever bought from a middleman, you're always left wondering, did I get a good price and who will stand behind the product? Hi, it's Brian Wilson. If you're planning on getting new windows, there is only one company that can give you the peace of mind you're looking for. That's Thompson Creek Window Company. You'll be buying direct from a local manufacturer who designs, builds, and installs windows made just for your home and our unique climate. Remember, building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times. Plus, who's responsible for the quality of the work? Have peace of mind. Buy direct direct from Thompson Creek Window Company because they manufacture and install their own windows. Thompson Creek Windows can increase the value of your home and save you money on your utility bills. Call 855-57-CREEK and take advantage of the incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Call 855-57-CREEK right now before this free window offer is gone. 855-57-CREEK or see ThompsonCreek.com for details.
Thompson Creek. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sundays at 3 right here on WMAL.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update on this Easter and Passover weekend. Major news story this week, the use of the mother of all bombs by the U.S. to target ISIS fighters and their network of tunnels. And it's an example of the unconventional war we are fighting in the Mideast. Very interesting documentary is coming out. The subject of the documentary is an Edward R. Murrow award-winning female war reporter. She is Alex Quaid. She joins us this morning on WMAL. Alex, thank you for being with us.
Oh, good morning, Rick. Thank you so much for having me with you this morning.
Well, you are actually embedded with our troops, and you've been in both Afghanistan and in Iraq. The enemies we face in the Middle East don't play by the rules of war. They don't even play by the rules of humanity. Give us a sense of the enemy and the way we have to fight them.
Absolutely. Well, and let me clarify as well for you, Rick, that the teams, I was embedded with Special Forces, those are the Green Berets, with the Operational Detachment Alphas, or as you've all heard over the years, the A-teams. And these A-teams, these special forces, they fight very unconventionally. They fight unconventional war. And what that means is that they are going over, under, around, and through to deal with an enemy that might not be, that you might not see, that you might not be aware of because they blend in with the civilian population. And that was something that we dealt with when I was with these Green Beret A-teams in Iraq. This was years ago, a few years ago, and that's where why the documentary, Danger Close, why I'm able to share some of these stories now. But we were dealing with Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and we were dealing with Jaish al-Mahdi and a number of other groups. We were also dealing with the Iranian Quds Force, so that was the Iranian Special Forces. And they operated in an environment where they were being supported by the local populace, or they were terrorizing the local populace and making them help them. So the Green Berets that I was with, they would go out on night raids to go after these very high-value target individuals who were the ringleaders, who were the organizers, the financiers. And it was amazing to see the special operators in action and to be able to spend some quality time with them, because the American audience, the American taxpayer, does not get to hear about their special forces because they work quietly. They work under the radar. They want to be the quiet professionals because that way their families are safe. That way their techniques, their tactics, their procedures are not known. And that way they can get the job done.
On the evening news, we may see a 10-second video clip of some intense firefights and get a sense of what's going on. But what is it like to live with that almost 24/7? I mean, you know, you get some rest, but for the most part, you're out there, it's a full-time job, and you have an enemy that could surprise you at any time, either in a firefight or with an IED. What kind of a toll does that take on our servicemen and women?
Oh, Rick, that is a terrific question, because the special operators that I was with, they were going on four or five raids a night. and there might be a follow-on target, or there might be something that they have to do then right away. And so their ops tempo is exhausting. They also are overseas, and then they come back, and they might be home for a few months, and then they're redeployed again. So you will be dealing with Green Berets and SEALs and other special operators, the Air Force combat controllers, who might have as many as 14 deployments under their belt. So it really it is a pressure on the special operations community. I know that it is something that SOCOM, Special Operations Command down in Tampa, that they are very aware of, and they try to take care of their operators and their families. But it definitely does take a toll on this community. It is a very elite fighting force, and they are very in demand.
So the documentary is Danger Close, and it includes your footage. And part of your mission here, I believe, is to tell the stories of some of the members of those teams you were on. And is there one story that stands out to you?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked, Rick, because there are, in Danger Close, we really want to bring the audience along so that the audience is right there in the thick of it. I'm a one-man band, so my little video camera, I go right up and I'm following the Green Berets, the A-teams in the back, at the back of the stack as they're going in and raiding a target. So you are there as we air assault into a hot landing zone under fire, and you are there, that point of view perspective, as I said, back of the stack as they are raiding a house for high value targets, and then they are interrogating those targets. You're there for when the combat controllers are calling in close air support or CAS, and all of the decision making that goes into dropping bombs or into doing an A-10 gun run. You're also there for essentially a cavalry charge in an up armored Humvees or up armored vehicles under sniper fire. And these stories are also tributes to not just the Brotherhood, the Special Forces Brotherhood, but it's also a very big tribute to their Gold Star families. We really focus on one family, the family of Staff Sergeant Rob Pirelli. He was with ODA 072, and I spent a lot of time with that team. And it's really important to not forget those sacrifices of Rob Pirelli, of his teammates, and also of his family. But we want to make sure and pay tribute to the courage and the sacrifice of our Special Forces troops and their families.
I understand the documentary will be in theaters around the country on April 28th, but there is a premiere screening here in Washington Tuesday night at the National Press Club at 6:30. Tell us about the event.
Oh, it's a really great opportunity for folks to be able to see the film Danger Close, but then also we will do a Q&A. Jen Judson with Defense News, she will be doing a very top Q&A, and that way also anybody who has questions or wants to get a better sense of our special forces, they'll be able to ask me about all of that. I really want audiences to see that there are Special Forces warriors out there who will never quit, and that despite horrendous circumstances, you'll see in the film, there's a Chinook that gets shot down. We have a Green Beret who is killed. But these operators, they will never leave a fallen soldier behind, and that's really what I feel about their stories, that their stories should be coming home too, and that's what we try to do with Danger Close. And let me just throw in a plug that Danger Close is the third in the series of the Heroes of Valor collection produced by Strong Eagle Media and the distributor Gravitas Ventures. And it'll also be in videos as far as DVDs for sale at Walmart already on the 16th of May. But this is an amazing opportunity for the Washington, D.C. audience to be able to see this before anybody else in the nation gets to see it. That'll be on Tuesday night at the National Press Club.
Award-winning war reporter Alex Quaid, thank you very much for being with us on WMAL.
Thank you very much, Rick. You have a wonderful Saturday.
6:43 Saturday morning update on WMAL. We are watching North Korea very closely this morning. The celebrations marking the 105th birthday of the country's late founder continue. There's been a parade, display of ICBM missiles and other apparatus that some folks say we hadn't seen before. Those are the reports circulating around this morning. We'll get an update on that from both Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Gordon Chang coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. There's been a lot of speculation of a possible nuclear test over the weekend. We have no reports yet on that, but the eyes of the world are watching North Korea this weekend, and we're watching it very closely here for you. We're at 6:44. It's time for a check of the traffic and weather. Then we're back. We'll check in with Jennifer Harper. She's got a preview of the tax protest today.
An earlier accident on River Road westbound right around Wilson Lane had that area shut down for a while. That accident has finally cleared. All of the lanes are back open again through that stretch in Maryland. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound right around NASA Goddard Space Center. We've got a right lane taken out as well as the ramp blocked from a crash. Working now on getting that pushed over to the shoulder. Here in the district, the only problem we're seeing is on I-295 northbound just before Benning Road. Only the left lane is getting by. That's a construction zone. All of the right lanes are taken out in the middle lanes, so single file in that left lane, you'll get through. There's no backup this early. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking mostly cloudy today with a high of 76. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, down to 61. For Easter Sunday, sunshine, high 85. Chance of a stray shower Sunday night, down to 62. Monday, we're looking for a mix of sunshine and clouds with a high of 72. 55 and cloudy in D.C. We're heading to 76 this afternoon, and it's 6:46 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And a happy holiday weekend to you. Happy Easter, happy Passover here on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and it is great to be joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
The mother of all bombs was dropped this past week, and it's certainly been newsworthy, and in a number of different ways has it been portrayed. Give us the sort of broad look at the MOAB.
Yes, well, it's the mother of all media, too, because I tell you, Rick, there's always a lot of confusion when there is a genuine, authentic series of military events out there. When journalists confront these things, and certainly when the massive ordnance air blast bomb, otherwise known as MOAB, was dropped this week, journalists didn't know whether to stand back and wonder or be incredulous or angry. They did all sorts of things, and I tracked it all week. It was very interesting, and I haven't seen this kind of behavior since the Iraq War, way back 2003, around there, when journalists were forced to try to learn military terms that defense reporters and so forth are very well versed in. And some of the things that actually came out were really funny, Rick, and a lot of these came out on social media. I want to share a few with our listeners this morning. This was coming from Jim Antle. He's a very funny guy over at the Washington Examiner. He's their politics editor, actually. He said, this is on Twitter, next they are going to drop the mother-in-law of all bombs, which will nag ISIS into submission.
Ooh.
And someone else also suggested that the mother of all bombs was really Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. So that was what was going on. It went on and on. But it also, the coverage of Moab and also the attack in Syria brought out the growling and snarling among the journalists who used it, all of this as a device to attack Donald Trump. I mean, they threw quite a few bombs of their own. Lots of people were saying that this was the mother of all distractions to prevent the public from thinking about Russiagate, the mother of all scandals. They went through their general laundry list of their problems with Mr. Trump, whether it was again, his campaign or his campaign rhetoric or his promises that they think he did not keep. But kind of last but not least, the most popular headline of all was, "What is Moab?" And that was where journalists were trying to explain what this 21,600-pound bomb was. And they had lots of fancy graphics. They had lots of old Air Force footage to go with that. That's certainly a given. And things got pretty complicated, Rick, when suddenly some of the journalists discovered that there was actually a father of all bombs, otherwise known as FOAB. This is actually a thermobaric weapon developed by Russia. It is thought to be four times as powerful as MOAB. And last but not least, there was further confusion when journalists discovered that there was also something called MOP, and that is the Massive Ordnance Penetrator. This is a bunker-busting bomb, and it is 8,000 pounds heavier than MOAB. It's a bigger bomb than MOAB. So the journalists were left with lots of bombs, and some of them they threw themselves.
Donald Trump moving ahead with the wall, and there's been a lot of resistance on Capitol Hill and clearly in the media, but there are some people that want to help.
Yeah, actually, there's been some funny developments. I'll try to go through this really quickly, but your own Rush Limbaugh made a very interesting suggestion, and he was kind of serious about it earlier this week. He said that when President Trump finally gets this wall going, that maybe he's going to also put in a hotel. Now, think about that. He said there will be a structure that goes up. It will have an observation deck. It will have a sauna. There will be hot tubs. It will be a tourist attraction. It might have exclusive Trump hotel suites. You can stay at the wall. You can vacation at the wall. Wouldn't that be cool? This is, again, coming from Rush Limbaugh, your own man there at WMAL. And I think it's a very interesting thought, because not only would it be helping to pay for the wall, but it would also make it a cultural moment as well. So that's one thing that's happening. And we have to, too, remember that when people get angry about the cost of the wall, there's already been a study. This is coming from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which figured out that actually building the wall itself would be cheaper in the long run than paying for all of the flights for immigrants who are sent home, for all the upkeep and so forth and so on down there. And indeed, you also have to look at the government costs, because Customs and Border Protection, Rick, in federal arrests, just one agency, Customs and Border Protection, made more arrests than all of the other federal agencies combined. Think about that. And this is data coming from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, was analyzed by the Pew Research Center. 61% of these arrests are coming from the same five border districts. 61% of them all involve non-U.S. citizens. And so you have to remember there's a lot of cost going on in that. And last but not least, the request for proposals has gone out on the Trump wall. 450 different contractors have responded to this. So things are happening. They're actually, you know, going to decide the top 10 proposals. They're going to decide this in June, and all of these people who want to build a wall, could be a very nice thing to get it for your bank. My goodness, it'd be a lot of money. But anyway, they will all be building their sample walls, 30 feet long, 30 feet high. So that's what's going on. There actually is movement on the wall here.
If there was a hotel built into the wall, would there be more than one ice machine on each floor?
I don't know about that, but I think it's just an interesting concept and something Mr. Trump might actually say, not a bad idea.
Well, the vice president's headed off on a 10-day trip outside the country. He certainly picked an interesting weekend to go to South Korea.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I got the notice on this a couple of weeks ago and paid a lot of attention to it, because this really is a significant journey for Vice President Pence. He is taking his wife, Karen, and his two daughters, Charlotte and Audrey, with him. He's departing today, 10-day tour. He's got stops in Korea, Japan, Indonesia, Australia, and Hawaii. According to the White House, he's going to be emphasizing President Trump's continued commitment to U.S. alliances and partnerships in the Asia-Pacific region, highlight the economic agenda, and underscore America's unwavering support for our troops at home and abroad. This is they were billing it as a listening tour. Lots of encounters with local business communities on the agenda. He's actually going to spend Easter in Seoul, Korea tomorrow. Think about that. He's going to be with both U.S. and Korean troops. and be meeting with the acting president there, and then he's off to Tokyo with the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and he'll also pay a call to the USS Ronald Reagan. That would be interesting. He's going to Indonesia and then Australia, again, meeting with all the presidents and prime ministers, finally arriving in Honolulu on April 24th, going to meet with a senior leadership of the Pacific Command and pay special attention to the USS Arizona Memorial. Then it's back to D.C. Again, that's 10 days, and the information on this was out quite some time ago, so I'm not sure the situation with North Korea was percolating back then as much as it was now, so we'll see.
All right, so we had the mother of all bombs. We may have the mother of all bombs with the progressive tax march today, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed. Here comes another march, ladies and gentlemen. This is the tax march. This has been organized primarily by MoveOn.org. They have 27 other progressive groups that have joined in. They're going to have a big rally at the United States Capitol at high noon and a big tax march down Pennsylvania Avenue. Of course, they're going to stop at Mr. Trump's hotel and then march on to the Lincoln Memorial. They are obsessed by one idea, Rick. They want President Trump to show his tax returns. They really are obsessed with it. Apparently, it's become sort of a symbol of everything. They put out a joint statement between all 28 groups. What are you hiding? We need a president who works for all Americans and a tax system that does, too. Release your tax returns and commit to a fair tax system for the American people. And, of course, they advise the participants, feel free to wear your own costumes and outfits and bring your own clever sign. So it's going to be one of those kind of marches. But there are some lawmakers who will be there, all Democrats. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon will be there, along with Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland and Maxine Waters of California. So some of the groups that are joining in, the Endangered Species Coalition, American Federation of Teachers, the Working Families Party, Moms Rising, the National Domestic Workers Alliance, and last but not least, of course, you know I am the polling goddess half the time, so I have a little poll here for you on taxes. There are 12% of Americans who have not yet done their taxes, so if you're in that group, you're not alone. 11% say tax time stresses them out. 9% say they absolutely hate filing their taxes. 7% enjoy it. 6% will wait until the very last night before tax day to file their forms. 2% will file an extension. And let me see, last but not least, 27% will use their tax refund to pay off a debt. 24% will save the money. 13% will buy themselves a treat. And 10% will buy something practical. That is coming from nationaltoday.com survey of 1,000 U.S. adults. So there's your tax report for today, Rick.
Yeah, it'll be fun when I watch the news tonight and I see all the costumed people standing in front of the Trump Hotel. I'll simply think about what Trump has accomplished in his life and what they have accomplished in their lives. Interesting.
That's a very good point, and I think they're bringing along a giant chicken or something like that. So one of those marches.
Fabulous. Well, thanks for the heads up. I know where I won't be today. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Thank you.
Happy Easter, everybody. Thank you very much, Rick.
6:57, you are listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's good to have you with us. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk with John Gizzi at Newsmax.com, and we'll get the very latest from John on what's going on in the White House. Is the president pivoting? Very important story that's floating around this week, and the relationship between Jared Kushner and Steve Bannon. We'll talk with John about that. Also on the way, we'll speak with Gordon Chang, who is an expert on Asian politics and what's going on with North Korea, China, and the United States. In North Korea, there has been no reported launch of a nuclear test this weekend. They've been threatening to do it. Nothing reported so far. Obviously, we're monitoring that situation very carefully.
Birds are all chirping. Geese are all flying. It's that time when thoughts turn to warm weather car buying. Still, will those bright drives of summer turn stormy and blue when the lender sends bills that scream, pay what is due? But with a Commonwealth One drive-through summer car loan, you'll get rates so low it'll make all other lenders groan. And with no payments for 90 days, this decision's a snap. It's no wonder those other car loans are crying.
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 84 months. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Yes, there is such a thing as a free ride.
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Sabrina.
Hey Sabrina, my car needs an oil change.
We do have 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Synthetic for $29.99.
That's a great price, right?
It's a pretty good deal.
Sounds good.
It will protect your car in all seasons.
Hey, you know your stuff. Why do British singers lose their accent when they sing?
I'm sorry?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Now get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Mobil 1 High Mottage Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Filter for just $29.99. See store for details. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.